How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. Every week, I bring you 10 minutes of our most impactful guests to be your mentor for the week ahead. Today, it's Rona Toher, co-founder of the Layus Group. And today, we talk about going all in. Have you ever second-guessed yourself? Have you ever not been sure? Oh, I'll start when the timing is right. Well, today, we figure that answer out. Rona tells us how she knew it was right to go all in. She quit college and she gave everything to building this business. She tells us exactly how she did that. Today, your mentor is Rona. Here we go. Today's episode is presented in association with Square. Over 4 million companies, from local shops to international chains, use Square to take payments, manage staff, and do business in-store and online. For almost everything your business needs, visit square.com. Square International Limited Trading as Square is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on at the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer. How did you, so you kept it going right through college, and then did you both go straight into the business, or what way did you manage that?
Well, we could say Emer went all the way through college.
Okay.
Yes, Emer has a master's in physics and she is our CTO and incredibly smart. But around halfway through third year, it was too much for me. And also the business was just taking up too much time. Mm. It was one or the other. And my lecturers knew that as well. They knew what I was working on. They were like, this is not sustainable. And I thought, of course it is. I can keep going, but I absolutely could not. So I took a sabbatical halfway through third year. Here we are, I don't know, 8 years later.
They're waiting on that email for you to come back.
Yeah, any day now. I'll go back and it'll be so easy
How did you make that decision though? Because that's a biggie. How did you come to that decision?
You know, it was very difficult. And it was very difficult just admitting it to people. You know, I admitted it to myself much quicker. I knew I could do the business, but I knew I couldn't do both. And it was more sitting everyone down around me who knew me and saying, I think I'm going to leave college and don't freak out.
I think that went down well at home.
You can imagine. I think most people thought, you know, this is a phase. She'll go back to college in a year. You know, this
is like just, starting a band or something.
Yeah, she's sitting at home in her pajamas for a year in front of a laptop, tinkering away, and she'll be back here in a few months. You know, it and that was really tough as well, because back then, you know, what was it? It was 2011, 2012. You know, being a young entrepreneur wasn't a thing, and we were laughed at, and
middle of a recession as well.
In the middle of the recession, I mean, there was no money, there was nothing, and people weren't really spending money either. So why were you trying to sell them something? And why were you trying to make debt for yourself as well? I mean, we had so much that we wanted to do for the business, and running a company costs a lot of money. How are we going to do it? But yeah, it was definitely, it was a tough thing to admit. It was something that I really wanted to do, but not something I could nearly do openly, because it wasn't, I mean, it's, you're hailed now almost as a young entrepreneur, like you're a genius, you're a prodigy,
yeah.
And you can do anything. And there's obviously a lot more assistance as well for young people who are trying to start up now. You know, there's more supports, there's more accelerators, there's more programs you can do. You can do entrepreneurship in college. Mm. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But back then it was, she's lost the plot.
How did you feel? Can you remember how you felt that first day after you started on your own after college, right? College is over, right? We put that semester behind us now. How did you feel that first day of, okay, now this is all it?
I felt really content, actually. I can remember I had this teeny tiny laptop. We couldn't even afford a big laptop. I had this little micro laptop. I remember sitting down and being like, oh, I can just work on my work now, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about college. And that was always a really big worry for me, because I thought, you know, we were brought up in the generation that was, you must go to college, you must get a degree, and no, you'll probably never get a job, but you still must do it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was for me. I'm not as academic as in like, I'm not successfully academic in that way, and I am much better at doing a job. And I felt really in control. And it was great. It was for the first time I thought, okay, what a relief. I don't have to worry about trying to do it all and trying to have a degree to justify being able to work on my business instead of just working on my business.
What happened next?
What happened next? Wow.
such an expansive work. Take that where you want.
in a summary, you know, I worked at home. I was the original work from home. For a while, and for about 2 years, I think. And Emer finished her degree in Edinburgh, and I really wanted to get her back to Ireland. So when I took my sabbatical, we got funding from Enterprise Ireland, the CSF funding, which I think most Irish startups might go through, which is 50 grand, so that you can try and live off it and build a product at the same time. A small amount, but it definitely enabled me to take that leap to leave college and also to build our first prototype and to test it and find out that it worked better than we thought. We were onto something. But you know, there's only so much you can do with one person sitting at home with a computer trying to build prototypes at the same time. So I knew I really needed to get Emer home, and I said I need Emer's help, and I need her to come home. And I need to convince her that there's enough of a job here that she doesn't just go and get a job after college.
Were you worried?
Of course, yes. I mean, she was going to have a master's in physics and she could do whatever she wanted. She was a genius. And I needed that genius here. but I knew Emer was committed to growing the company as well. I needed money to be able to pay her to come home. I think a lot of people... assume maybe you have another job on the side when you set up your company first, and maybe you do it at the weekends. But
that is,
you
know, funny, that conception. That is funny. Yeah,
it is a conception. I mean, no, you can't. It is a full-time job is a full-time job, and running your own company is double that, and you need to be able to sustain yourself. And I think the money that people try to get you to live off, when they give you these small grants, or you do an accelerator and you have 50 grand, but maybe there's a team of four of you. I mean, what do they expect you to be living off? Do you have another job? Are you a consultant on the side? You know, how do you pay for rent or bills, or do you have a family? And, you know, that's really, I think, underestimated when it comes to funding startups. You know, they say, well, this is the money for the company. And I'm like, and I also am an employee that needs to live and survive. Yeah. So I needed that amount of money. I needed that much money to be able to bring her home and have her help. So I went out to look for money. And I think looking for money in Ireland is, as we all know, a very difficult process at times, depending on what kind of company you're running. I mean, we were turning into a product manufacturing company, and, you know, it'd be much more of a friendly environment, I think, if you're working in SaaS here. There's more money for that. But people were allergic to hearing our pitch.
It's a great word. Very descriptive.
Yes. And that's how it felt when I was in the room. And also I was by myself. I was 20. I had just left college and I said, I have this amazing idea and I would like all of your money so I can bring my best friend home from college and we can build this year. You can imagine how it went down. But it comes back to, you know, one of my biggest learning throughout this whole process is having the relevant people working with you as your partners or your mentors or your investors. And I think regularly in Ireland, we talk about how great we are when it comes to supporting startups and companies and having great access to mentors and scaling. But it's for a very specific type of company. And I think you need to look at what kind of business you are and then say, well, I need this kind of help. I don't just need whoever is available. And, you know, that was definitely the challenge we had in that I was kind of going around a circuit presenting with companies that were a similar age to ours, at a similar level of growth, but they were pitching an entirely different vision. You know, they were saying, you know, in 12 months time, we'll have 100,000 users and X revenue. And I was going, maybe in 6 to 7 years, we'll have a product.
That's what they really want to hear. That gets investors real excited.
So excited. They like, so your time to market is extensive. Yes, it's incredibly long, our time to market. And what we're trying to build and disrupt is something much, much bigger than I think we even realized at the time. You know, I said it very ambitiously, like, this is going to be the next big thing, but it's going to take me a long time. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but I know I need some more money and I need more support. I can't do it by myself, no matter how hard I tried. So we were lucky to end up presenting in a room full of investors and to find the right one, someone who thought what we were doing was incredibly interesting, that could see that it was a long-term vision and that wanted to help us sort our shit out, essentially. Mm. And that, you know, we were young, we didn't know much about running a company. We didn't have the support of having been through an accelerator program. I didn't really know anyone in the startup community. I probably didn't even know it existed at that time. And when we found the right investor and got the injection of capital that we required, I was able to bring Emer home, hire our first team member, move into an office, and get really serious about growing the company.
Hope you enjoyed that chat with Rona. Go back and listen to the full episode. Just Google Gary Fox and Rona Tour, RHONATOGHER, and it will pop up. I will see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new Idea Lab. In the meantime, go check out other episodes of the pod. Go to MrGaryFox.com. You can also join our email newsletter there. Over 1,000 people get the newsletter every single Sunday. So why don't you be one of those people? I'll see you back here in a couple of days.